call them the co-op stores or neighborhood stores, mm-hmm. neighborhood chain.
All right. What about the stores that are open from, you know, some of them are open.
Can the key?
Yeah. That are open from, you know, I don't know, 7 in the morning till midnight or something like that. One of those little small stores.
They're neighborhood stores, but they're just a small store trying to compete with a big one.
Okay. What do you call the stores that have, that sell very special foods? They often sell cooked meats and salads and things like that. And they're really there to sell these so you can take them home, but sometimes they'll have, you know, maybe a few tables and you can...
Delicatessen.
What kinds of things do people have in their kitchens to heat food when they don't want to use the stove?
Well, I have skillets, electric skillets, and electric little ovens that they bake in or warm up in. Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you call the coin-operated laundries that are located in various neighborhoods?
Laundromat.
A receptacle that you put dirty laundry in.
Trash can. I mean, hamper. Clothes hamper.
What do you call the machine that your wife might use to clean the carpet?
Vacuum cleaner.
And what do you call the thing that she has to replace every once in a while in the machine we're talking about?
Oh, dust bag.
All right. And if she were to mop the kitchen, what would she put the water in?
Pail. Bucket.
What do you call the machines that some people have in their homes for reducing bulk of garbage?
Compactor.
What do you put your garbage in for pickup by the city?
Garbage can.
What do you call those great big huge containers that you might find, say, out in the shopping mall where all the stores put all their garbage?
Dumpster.
What do you call somebody who fixes up dead people for burial?
Funeral director.
All right. Any other names you can think of?
Yeah, I can't think of one now.
Maybe you can think of this. What do you call the vehicle that he usually uses to take the body out to the cemetery?
A hearse.
And what do you call a building that's above ground that they put bodies in?
Crematory. Mausoleum.
Uh-huh. Do you know any other names for cigarettes?
Weed.
All right. What do you call a room, either in a house or even in a, you know, public building, that is designed to receive maximum sunlight? You know, lots of tests.
Solar. Solar room.
How about a room where, you know, you're growing lots of plants and you...
Solarium.
All right. What about a real informal room in your house that's a room for relaxation, watching television?
Den.
What do you call a room that has a toilet and a sink but no bath or shower?
Half bath.